Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. Welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, having more fun than the law allows with our good friend, Kathy Perry. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that. Kathy Perry is our guest. KathyPerry.com. Please go there and check it out. Check out her website and use her to your advantage, as I do. She's my social media guru. Kathy, thanks again for being here.
Thanks,
we talked about Google, what Google was up to in the last segment. What's Amazon up to? They got stuff going on over there that we need to know
about.
Oh, my
goodness. Yes. And I think this is a place that I think small businesses are going to get a little concerned. Amazon is private labeling their own brands and positioning their own products ahead of all the other small businesses. Yeah. They have, they're competing with vendors in dozens of categories, from computer accessories, grocery items, pet supplies, home goods, and having their own brand. That's pretty amazing, actually.
See, they've been doing this. They've been doing this with books for a while now.
Yes.
If you're an author, Amazon is good as you know, they're like a love-hate relationship authors have with and publishers have with Amazon, right? Because they're the 800-pound gorilla. They sell a lot of books for us. But at the same time, they started selling used books, right?
Yes.
Which have been doing that, which I, you know, anyway, that just irritated me. But the other thing is, they allowed bots to get on their website to make you think there were books available besides yours, and they really weren't. They were just bots. They were like invaders.
Fake.
Yeah. It was fake.
But these actual products are an Amazon brand, batteries. They have a whole line of home goods products that are
so you're going to – wait, time out, Kathy. We're going to pay them to advertise my batteries, and then they're going to – and while they're taking my money, they're going to also put themselves ahead of me for you to buy their batteries?
Absolutely.
What – isn't that – if you look that up, isn't that a conflict of interest?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. They are competing with the small business. It says, you know, I think a report recently in the Wall Street Journal, you know, talked about its expansion, and it's indicating that, you know, when you have to, you can no longer view Amazon as just a channel, but
right.
Now as acknowledge them as a competitor.
Right. An aggressive, well-financed, well-armed competitor.
Absolutely.
Critical mass beyond anything you can imagine.
And they control the positioning.
Right.
So, you know, it's really, really.
So imagine that you're a retail store, and they call on you to get you to move into the mall.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, tell me about the mall. And they say, well, it only has one door, and the mall operator has the largest department store, and in order to get to your store, you got
to go through
the front door and walk all the way through the mall operator's department store.
That's a good example. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because when you're doing the search, you know, obviously Amazon is you know, becoming the number one search engine. People go there to search and shop for everything.
Yep.
And now when you're doing that search, they're positioning their products ahead of yours. And I have friends that, I mean, you try to figure out their algorithm. You try to position your products to get into that, you know, that fast lane on Amazon. And it's really involved.
And the problem is, you know, typically in most scenarios, Kathy, with when you have this kind of abuse going on, when you abuse a customer, there's a competitor who's willing to not abuse people.
Yeah.
That can hold them accountable and rein them in a little bit, right? But when you got the critical mass of Amazon, how do you outweigh them?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out, because they continue to dominate in that space.
So let me throw another thing out. Antitrust.
Yeah.
See, there was a case, Microsoft, USB Microsoft.
Yeah.
When Microsoft bundled a browser, competitors took them to court.
And that could eventually happen. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
It will require, but there's so many, like, small vendors that it depends.
Class action, Kathy, class action.
There'll be a lawyer that'll
powerful.
Jump on this one, won't there?
And you know what? I might jump on with them.
Yes.
Okay, if you want to compete against me straight up, fine. But don't take my money and then show somebody else. Don't take my advertising money and put your stuff in front of it.
That's right. That's right. And that's exactly what they're doing. So.
Well, people are going to have to stop doing that. They'll have to stop. I mean, why would you give them money if you're not going to make a sale?
Right. Well, and actually, it isn't even just running ads. It's just putting your product there.
Right. But, I mean, why would you? But still, you're paying them to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Kathy, I need a website, please.
KathyPerry.com.
KP on the front there. And what do they find when they get there?
They're going to find that... there's a lot of free resources available, and I am available.
And co-author of a book called Stepping Stones to Success, Kathy Perry. And I will be right back. Stay with us. We'll come back. We're going to talk about Facebook.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.